Little Black Pearl will open a co-working lounge, launch workshops for adult creatives this month, Block Club Chicago. Kenwood, a Southside cultural treasure that spent nearly three decades working with young creatives of color, is expanding its Kenwood location with more adult programs. The lounge is in its soft launch stage for the next 2 weeks, and visitors can explore the space and offer feedback on the programs they'd like to see hosted there, Haslip said. Once the lounge is fully operational, Haslip plans to host painting, drawing, ceramics, and pottery workshops, as well as sessions on financing, marketing, and other business aspects of the creative industry. This lounge will largely serve the adult community, Haslip said. Memberships cost up to $200 per month, which includes unlimited lounge access, 8 sessions in Little Black Pearl's pottery or painting studio, a free workshop, and access to large-scale printing. Members and guests must be vaccinated against coronavirus. Construction of the co-working space at Little Black Pearl's headquarters was supported by a $575,000 grant from the nonprofit IFF and its Chicago's Cultural Treasures Initiative. The funds support groups that create, preserve, and share art from Black, Indigenous, and other non-white cultures and traditions. With its Carver 47 Cafe and Community Market, summer camp, after-school sessions, and other programs, Little Black Pearl is always trying to create opportunities to expand the narrative about African-American icons and folk who have contributed to this country, Haslip said. That award, given to residents combating systemic racism, discrimination, and disinvestment in marginalized areas, is split between unrestricted cash for Haslip and operating funds for her organization. As the co-working lounge opens at Little Black Pearl, its on-site Art and Design Academy High School will wrap up its second month of classes. The school year has been beautiful, as educators can once again engage with students in person, Haslip said. It's been a challenging time, too, as coronavirus precautions are sort of in opposition to how youth typically socialize, she said. Students have been trying to adjust and find new ways to connect socially. That's a big part of high school, Haslip said. The academic part is really important, but they also love and need the social connections. We're finding ways to do that. Little Black Pearl's numerous programs aim to stabilize a community in flux, Haslip said. Nearby Bronzeville is seeing growth, driven in part by middle-class Black families, after years of divestment from the neighborhood. Amid those changes, the center provides longtime residents with a place to gather and learn, and new faces with a place where they can understand where they are, Haslip said. This place is filled with history and tremendous cultural value, Haslip said. The contributions that Black people have made to this community, and the surrounding neighborhoods in particular, are huge. Chicago's former Black Belt is not being created, she said. Every dime we make funds reporting from Chicago's NABE. Or hoods. Already subscribe? Click here to support Block Club with a tax-deductible donation.